ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా, విద్యా బోధకులారా, విద్యాభిమానులారా,
I am like the roaring lion in the dream. My roaring will wake you up from this dream unto reality.
This is The Lion's Roar, the DSI podcast all about understanding the teachings of Satya Sai Baba in their truest form.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning.
Wow, what a banger of an open. And we don't mean for this episode, but for creation itself. Sai Ram, Sanjeevan here. You might have heard this verse before. It's the first verse in the opening chapter of the Gospel of John. The Word was God. It really struck a chord for us. Swami's about to reveal that speech is God's gift. We'll come back to this later in the episode, but for now, let's think about this. What essentially is speech? It is the Word. It is sound. The energy that manifests as word, speech, sound. This energy is divine. Sound dances on our tongues in the shape of words so effortlessly. But what is powering any of this? Remember the question Swami asked us earlier in the discourse? What is the ultimate source of animation for the insentient senses? In the 2001 Onam discourse, Swami says, "Sound is eternal, immortal, ancient and modern, unpolluted and crystal clear. Sound arises from the tongue. God is the very form of sound. The Word was with God. The Word was God." On this royal road to divinity, Swami hones in on one sense in particular, the tongue, the body's chief vehicle of sound. Fun fact, physiologically, the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body, but on another plane, it's also the strongest weapon we have. This weapon can cause such harsh wounds, Swami says no doctor on earth can heal them. But as he points out, while speech can be wielded in a way that can harm others, it can also be used for pure and noble purposes. Swami at this moment introduces us to an Elizabethan courtier and philosopher, Philip Sidney, whom even Encyclopedia Britannica describes as an embodiment of virtue. Young Sidney was living away from his parents, attending a school in another town. His father wrote him a letter, and Swami emphasizes an important section of this missive to us. "If ever you have to make a promise, make it only to God and none else. Speech is God's gift. Hence, you have no right to give a pledge to anyone else. The plighted word should be offered only to God. If you follow this rule, you will grow in wisdom and your glory will shine. Always exercise control over your tongue and never allow it to run amok. Thus, you will stand forth as an ideal student in society." Swami states that it is because Sidney scrupulously followed his father's advice that he achieved great eminence as a philosopher. The advice that brought young Sidney success in life is equally applicable to us too. Speech is God's gift. It really goes to show how we should treat our words. They are valuable. Not just that, Swami goes on to say the plighted word should be offered only to God. There is no re-gifting when it comes to our words. Knowing that speech is God's gift makes us reflect on how much we speak and of what we speak. Even a little bit of inquiry reveals opportunities for sense control. From morning till evening, we are filled with chatter, both internal and external. Talking, 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 talking. Swami says students should know that too much talking is harmful to our mind. Remember the concept of matraha that we saw in episode 3? We shouldn't exceed the limits prescribed for the faculty of speech. In a Dashara discourse on October 6, 1997, Swami shares an incident from the life of Swami Vivekananda, emphasizing how harmful too much talking really is. Swami Vivekananda learned a valuable lesson. After 10 days of endless chatter, he had forgotten all the scriptural verses that he had previously memorized. He had to practice complete silence for a fortnight to get back his memory. It's like a tap that we haven't turned off. Excessive talk just drains us mentally. Swami cautions us that moderation is key. Limits should not be exceeded in talking or in any other matter relating to daily life. Excessive speech is just one of the four lapses the tongue is prone to. Swami lists the other three: uttering lies, carrying tales against others, and criticizing others. These four tendencies each deprive us of our peace of mind. It's not just the tongue that can cause harm and lead us astray. Man has five weak links, not just one. Swami emphasizes that the senses are powerful, deceptive, and mysterious. They are the root cause for all the joys and sorrows of mankind. It is because of this that we need to have constant vigilance, so that we don't fall victim to the havoc our senses can create. Swami now brings in a whole host of our furry friends and exhibits just how precarious a position we are in when it comes to being lured away by our senses. He rounds it up. Each of these animals gets trapped, even losing its life on account of just one sense alone. The moth is attracted to the brilliance of the fire and perishes in it.
Whoa.
The deer gets trapped by the hunter's sound. The sense of touch is the elephant's weak spot. The fish for its sense of taste, the bee for its sense of smell. Tragic, just tragic. Humans should know better than each of these animals, you would think. But Swami says man becomes a helpless victim of all five senses and is led astray. With this context established, Swami brings in a shining example of someone who has conquered the senses. Do you remember Prahlada, the staunch little devotee who was so fixated on the Lord that nothing could harm him or break his faith? Pack your sleeping bags, because in our next episode, we'll go camping to figure out how our senses control and manipulate our minds. Word on the street is that there'll be intriguing campfire stories told by the one and only Prahlada. Now that we've waxed lyrical about too much talk, it's probably time to bring this episode to a close. Until next time, stay roarsome!